Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God alone, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are many occupations in our world today where before you can be hired, you need to give your fingerprints. My iPhone, if I want to unlock the screen, I simply have to look at it, and it has facial recognition and the screen unlocks. My laptop, I just put my finger on a little button, it recognizes my fingerprint, and once again, my computer opens up. All of those things identify us and are unique to who we are. But there is another thing that is unique to us, but one that is much more private and one that sometimes we don't even know for sure. And that is whatever it is that tempts us. Because all of us are truly unique in those things that tempt us. And sometimes even those things that tempt us in and of themselves are not necessarily bad things. But they become bad things when they become our obsession. A nice beer or a glass of scotch isn't bad. But if we're obsessed with drinking, it becomes something bad. Liking to be affirmed isn't a bad thing. But if everything we do is based upon people patting us on the back, it becomes something bad. Exercise is good, but if we're obsessed with our appearance that we exercise 24 hours a day, all of a sudden, that becomes much less good than it should be. Well, the devil in the gospel knew what would tempt Jesus, or at least he thought he did. Because Jesus was beginning to understand his purpose. And as he was beginning to understand that, it was beginning to be revealed to him how central his relationship with the Father was. So much so that he would have been thinking about how that relationship gave him strength. And here the devil says, "Well, all right, if you're so good, if you're really this prized Son of God, you should have all this power, right?" Something that the devil thought would be tempting. But that's only because he failed to think as God thinks. And God's desire isn't power, it's love. And what God desires isn't anything other than unconditional love, perfect mercy, compassion, and understanding for us. So Jesus was laser focused on that reality. Well, while our temptations are truly unique to us and much different than the devil thought Jesus would be tempted, our purpose is actually extremely close to that of Jesus. To take the depth of God's love that's lavished upon us and offering that love to each other. Lent is a perfect time for us to open our hearts to honest reflection and to see what it is that tempts us, what it is that distracts us from fulfilling that purpose for our lives that models the God whose image we're made in. And to put aside all those temptations and maybe not get laser focused like Jesus, because we don't have that strength, but a bit more focused so that we can be more loving, more compassionate, more merciful, more giving. We need to take advantage of this time.